just going to hit on these roster moves. These players have been waived. Logan Kilgore, cornerback Rod Sweeting, linebacker Kevin Reddick, linebacker Rufus Johnson, tackle Manasseh Fokita, defensive end George Uko, and then these contracts have been terminated. Travis Beckham, tight end, and linebacker Victor Butler. That puts us at 75. Today was more of some of the points of emphasis, Saints on Saints. Tomorrow we'll shift gears a little bit more towards Baltimore. Any questions?
Could you talk about the decision-making with Victor Butler?
Well, the challenge was just, you know, the reps and not having the reps needed to evaluate. We had a long talk yesterday, and look, he's frustrated, I'm sure, just because the early injury and then the setback this year in training camp after the rehab. You know, it's always difficult, and especially when a player doesn't really have a chance to put his best foot forward.
What about, I mean, coming in, I assume you saw him as a starter last year. I mean, it's just kind of been a rough patch for him.
Absolutely. I mean, you go out and you sign, you know, a player like him, you have a role you envision, and you know, it didn't work out.
Sean, looking at the kicking competition between Dimke and Graham, they both had their ups and downs. Is it almost just, I know you chart everything, but is it almost like a gut feeling?
I mean, ultimately, we've already spent time on it, and both of those guys, to their credit, and I say this, both of them are going to be kicking this season. I think other teams see us as a place that has a kicker possibly that's good enough to play for them. You know, so we don't have a time frame on it. We'll see and go through this game Thursday and then make a decision.
Back on Butler, bringing him back in a limited capacity yesterday, was the thought, like, let's just see one last roll?
Well, yeah, I mean, number one, we would never – typically we wouldn't release the 11, you know, a Sunday. You know, our plan all along was on Monday p.m. But you're trying to get as much information as possible with regards to these decisions. And, you know, that he's not the only one. There's a handful of players that were on last year's roster, you know, both with Rod and Kevin that have been in battles. So none of them are easy decisions. And it's one of the challenges always at this time of the year.
Sean, Reddick was one that kind of surprised me. He seemed like he was still in on all the special teams. Is that a matter
they're
of
all yeah. Well, listen, all these guys, we don't get to a point in the preseason, especially week three, where we're not – I mean, we're trying to play them all and really get as much confirmation as to where we might be headed or, you know – without hurrying to a decision. I mean, the game we just played is, you know, one of the three preseason games. It would be very normal for us to look at every snap individually on close decisions. Just strictly pull up on the computer, which we can do now. Every snap played offensively, kicking game, defensively, kicking game, and then just watch one player and watch his activity. And that's helpful to do that. And so all of those games represent, well, to this point, a third of the games themselves. And then also, you know, you're really looking closely at how practice has gone.
Did the release of these linebackers speak well to the opposite guys like Kyle Knox, maybe Ronald Powell, Kasim Edebali, guys who are playing well and maybe making them, you know, moving up that depth chart at the same time?
Well, I mean, is it better to still be here or be released, you know?
Is there anyone, though, of that group that's worth those guys pointing out that has had a really
well, good I think there's some young guys. Look, Edebali's a guy that's been productive and around the ball. Powell's growing and learning. Kyrie Ford is nicked up. And so, you know, trying to get him healthy and get it. And that may not be possible, you know, with the way it looks now. So, yeah, I mean, we're trying to put these guys in as many opportunities for us to see them in space, them as a pass rusher, if you will, them in the kicking game, and really the kicking game would be the first avenue for a guy that's not a starter. Because the question we have to ask after this upcoming game is, once we're at 53, well, who's 46 for Atlanta? And so, you know, it's not it's not a great thing for a linebacker to be inactive the first eight weeks of the season,
right,
and not contributing. So, you know, Greg and Stan, you know, we're looking at how are we getting them to the game and how valuable are their snaps there. And that's a plus for a guy like Josh Hill, you know, tight end that can play in the kicking game and not just function but actually be an asset as opposed to a liability. That's something.
Was Butler's injury related to the knee, or was it another type of injury?
It was different. He had recovered from the knee, and look, he was just battling through and working, and you know, again, I think he was rehabbing well. I think all of those things, and I'm sure just in our discussions yesterday, you know, that he'll have another opportunity. You know, he's healthy, and but just from a timing standpoint, it's hard.
Could he get Drew back today?
Huh?
Could he get Drew back today?
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing well, and congratulations to both he and Brittany. And a few days, probably about a week ago, Ben Grubbs and his wife had a baby, so something in the water.
Pardon? Any quarterback rotation decisions?
We haven't established it yet. I know this, though. You're going to see a lot of Ryan, and you'll see Luke as well. But outside of that, we haven't really sat down. Tonight, we usually have that meeting and go through the roles.
Coach, does your heart kind of go out to these guys when they work so hard to come back off of these injuries and you just
every year,
help them out? I mean,
yeah, every year it's difficult because, look, they've been with us, a lot of them, you know, all through the winter, spring, and mini camps. And, look, it's the hard thing about it. And that never changes. And, you know, it's you just hope they get another opportunity and have another chance.
Sean, it looked like Bird was in there as the punt protector. Is that something he could do?
Absolutely.
Year?
Yeah. Yeah, he's smart, can cover, can run. Absolutely. Now, whether he'd be the starting, but he's someone that will certainly be in that depth. Yeah.
How much have you seen last week from Patrick Robinson? It seems like every practice he's...
Well, he's healthy now. When he got back, I think it's, you know, he's gaining confidence with the hamstring. He's moving, and, you know, this should be another good evaluation this game.
Does the does this game have any bearing on the McCown-Griffin thing? Is this how important is this one to
them? Listen, they're all important. You know, if the prior games were important, this one's important as well.
Do you have a sense of now Brandon Cook's learning curve through training camp? How has it been what you expected, and can he do for the passing game what you envisioned in terms of spreading the field out and giving other guys chances?
Well, look, his role and in each week, how it unfolds, you know, is to be determined. But I think he learns well. I think considering he missed some time because of his graduation date at Oregon State, I think he's picked things up fairly quickly, and yet there are a lot of little things with regards to the position. But I would say that from a learning standpoint, it's a plus.
Sean, when you look at the center position, where would you put like Goodwin and Lito right now? And I know the third game, Goodwin starting. Can you look into that?
Here's what I don't want to do. And look, obviously, there's these various positions. You know, there's the quarterback position, the kicker position, the center position. And what I don't want to do on a Tuesday is talk about who might be or may not be playing ahead of the other player. I think, look, at the right time, we'll announce, hey, this is how we see our starting lineup. But both of those players, I think, have been productive in camp. And I said yesterday, they're both different players, obviously. And also they also have some position flexibility.
Sean, what are your thoughts on the active roster, inactive list? I mean, have you all ever talked to –
The only discussion that I can recall would be, so the practice squad's gone to 10, but is 53 the number? So far, that hasn't been pushed really, you know, heavily in any direction. And what's been played around with it on 46 is a few years ago you had the third quarterback that wouldn't count, you know, and they did away with that. And so 46 is the number regardless of position. And look, it's set up obviously for the team that has four injuries week one versus the team that has one, that the same amount of healthy bodies are available. I don't know that there's a perfect science to it, but I know that expanding the practice squad and also being able to bring a player off of a protected injured reserve helps. So I think those are things they talk about all the time, and they look at the numbers, and then they try to use studies as far as the average injuries per team in any given season. And you know, I think overall we're fairly healthy right now as a group of 75, if you will, at this time of the season. And, you know, the key is to stay sharp and continue to improve, because we're by no means a finished product, and yet stay healthy. But we're in shoulder pads today, and some of the drills were more physical than others.
One other thing, I want to ask you about competitiveness in players. All these guys, I know, are competitive. Do you all evaluate that in personnel evaluation?
Absolutely.
How do you evaluate that?
Well, it's harder to evaluate when the player hasn't arrived on campus yet. In other words, so it's a college draft or a free agent. That's information that's tougher to get. Now, a scout who's on the road, who's been on the campus two or three times, who's talked to some of the people, and then, you know, generally there's some positions that can show up on film, but there's others that don't necessarily, you know, and so now internally, once they're here, it's easier to measure. It's easier to measure their responses, because it's not just from a 20-foot camera. You know, it's things that even you guys would hear and see and observe, that we would hear and see and observe. But there is a high value on that, I think, just as there is with the intelligence. I think it's extremely important. And it's also on us to create those environments. It's okay to have winners and losers. Oh, the ones that are like throwing the ping pong ball in the fishbowl.
Planko was almost really, really impressive.
Planko would have been a big one. That was a major.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of the four majors.
Who won? Who won the quarterback challenge?
I think it's ongoing. But there's a handful of us that aren't on the FedEx Cup standings. We're others. That would be us. Every once in a while, we get one that we, you know, that suits us. But it's generally something where the ball's traveling below your waist, as if it's above your waist.
Can you say what body part it was on Butler? No, that's not competitive.
No, listen. He went through an ankle. And it was just a matter of getting it to where he felt like, you know, it was 100%. And you know, it just it finally came around, and that was it.